how do we want to start the show? How do we want to get into this? Feeling rusty. I'm feeling rusty.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really a lot of alone time, a lot of time with my thoughts. All I've been saying is, "What's up, Atlanta? What's up?" My voice has been cracking a lot. I'm wondering if I just have like long COVID. I didn't know, you know, I thought COVID didn't exist anymore, and I was like reading some article about the latest what's it called, the latest variation or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of reading the symptoms, and I was like, that kind of sounds like how I was feeling. Like, so it was like maybe like a month ago now, where like a wave of us at like Lovely Day and like other people that I know got kind of sick, and then they just had this like cough that lingered for like a month, which I still kind of have the cough. Like I wake up and have a little bit of like phlegm in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if I just have, if maybe I should be saying this right now, but just kind of like coughing a little bit on stage, and then like right now, and then when I get back on the mic and yell some shit, I just, my voice goes. But so I haven't been chatting much. Anyway, what am I saying? I don't know what I'm saying. How do we start this off?
I don't know.
It's episode 126, 126 or 125?
It's 126.
126. We haven't chatted in a while.
We haven't.
Just how you, what's new?
Oh man.
What's going on? How's New York?
I wouldn't know. I think I might have mentioned, I really wouldn't. I mentioned this on the last, maybe a couple episodes back, but like I, for whatever reason, maybe I'm just like very tied to my sweet and loving girlfriend lately, or maybe I'm kind of little unenthused when it comes to nightlife in New York or knowing what's going on the ground. Yeah, I've just been kind of laying low, and man, I've kind of been just like daydreaming about a suburban lifestyle. And kind of maybe letting that kind of dictate my activities every day. Like I really haven't been doing much. I've been just watching a lot of movies, been going to the theater a lot. Yesterday okay. I kind of had like
wait,
a
sub-
what's up?
Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
Yesterday
you had
yesterday I had kind of a date day where it was almost a day date or where you kind of like treat the whole day as a date and you go and do things, I guess we'll say. Went up to Astoria, went to the Noguchi Museum, and then hopped over to the Museum of the Moving Image to go and look at some exhibits before catching a screening of 2001 A Space Odyssey. And then we went to Yellow Rose. I was showing at Museum of the Moving Image.
Oh yeah. Oh, got it. Oh, Yellow Rose. How was that?
Yellow Rose. Yeah, you mentioned Tex-Mex before we opened up the episode. And buddy, you know, it wasn't good.
You don't like Tex-Mex.
It wasn't good. No, I like Tex-Mex. It's just like it wasn't Tex-Mex. It just wasn't. Like look, maybe I'm not an authority to say that, but I guess Tex-Mex. From what I know about it, I have to really kind of sit on this for a minute, but like,
I think I hear Tex-Mex and I think queso.
Yes.
I think like Monterey chicken burrito, Monterey spelled with one R.
Right.
You know, that sort of, cause you and Anna recommended a Tex-Mex place in Houston that I went to. It was popping. Food was great. But I was like, I had this dish that had like three different, like it had an enchilada, like a quesadilla and something else. And I had this like mole enchilada, and I was like, this kind of tastes like pretty good mole. Like it kind of tastes like it's from Mexico, you know?
That's not what I expect.
I didn't realize how close it was,
right?
But it's like half the signs, or at least the area I'm in, half the signs are in Spanish. But that's not what I like think about when I think about Tex-Mex. But we could be wrong, because I just think about like Kansas City, like Jose Pepper's, Cactus Grill, that sort of like, that's kind of what I think about, but maybe we're wrong.
Well, you know,
so what was
that? That would be so much more preferable to whatever it was that I had at Yellow Rose. Like, I was really excited too, because I saw somebody tweeting about it, having finally, like, this guy tweeted about it saying
it's been hyped up.
He said he'd finally gone. It's been around for a while, but they have this queso. It's like a Shiner Bock infused queso. And I wasn't excited for it. I kind of knew I wouldn't like it, but I said, fuck it, maybe I'll be surprised. Who doesn't love some chips and queso? But it just had this like weird, because of the Shiner Bock, it had this like yeasty bread taste that just fucking it just kind of ruined it for me. And then for whatever reason, like, they were out of the carne asada tacos, so I got these I got a barbacoa taco, and then I think it was like some guisada tacos, some barbacoa guisada. I think that's what it is. And
guisado, just, or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. It just, it tasted like, all right, stay like with what? Me here. You know, when you go to the, all right, you're in the grocery store, you go down to the, like, the canned soup aisle, and they have like those like big, meaty, hungry man, like cans of fucking like just beefy stew.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
That's yeah.
Yeah, like
I've never, like,
you've never had it.
Yeah, but I can imagine what I think it might taste
yeah,
like.
Yeah.
And it's not good.
It tasted like they just opened up a can of that and like threw that in a tortilla. And like, I don't know, it just it just wasn't hitting, man. And like, there was no like opportunity. Like, if I'm going to like a Tex-Mex place, I expect like margaritas on the menu. Maybe it was on the menu, I didn't check it out, but like, I'm expecting like huge, like, just like fucking fish bowls full of margaritas. I'm expecting like the queso dip to be like a salad bowl size, right? Not just like a small I don't know, just like three chips and you're done type of deal. And then also, like, they had these like salads. It was just like too New York. York, where it's like you buy like a $19 fucking salad with your appetizer. Mm-hmm. That's basically like a fucking Mexican Caesar salad, which I learned a Caesar salad was invented in Mexico. But that's an aside.
Well, I didn't know that. Okay.
I think someone could correct me on that, but that's what I heard via Anna. Anyway, I don't know. It's just like, I think somebody just needs to be brave, and they need to take all the heat. I think someone needs to write this. Maybe I just have like a very kind of like Midwestern like palate, and I don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to food. And maybe I'm just like, like, as a default, a hater on everything. But like, I think someone needs to be brave and stand up and say, like, every food sucks in New York. It just sucks. It's so bad. Like, even like the small places, like the street food that you think's good too, like the places where it's like, yo, you got to go to this mom and pop spot. They make this one thing. It's incredible. It's just, I think you have to leave the city to get good food. I think you do. That's where I'm at.
I mean, that's what I've been saying. I feel like I can't remember the last time that I had a really good meal out, or anytime somebody asked me about my like favorite spots, it's like, I'm not even going there because the food is good. Like, I can't find a good meal, but I guess I got to venture out a little bit more. I feel like I'm constantly screenshotting when people post some place that like I've never been to, and I have yet to go check out those places. But part of it's also because I feel like I'm going to be disappointed. But I feel like even here, I mean, while I've been in these random ass states, even popping out to get like a quick bite somewhere, it's like, all right, it's pretty average, but it's like I guess it's also the whole factor of like, I'm not paying that much for it. So like, my standards are a little lower, and I'm like, all right, that was good. That's what I needed.
Yeah.
If I'm paying like $40 for something in New York and it's like average, then it's a bigger problem.
Yeah. It's a huge problem. The thing is, it's like, it forces you to like kind of be safe with your choices. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think maybe on another podcast, maybe Jason was saying this, but like, yeah, you go to these New York spots, right? They curated the same vibe that the last scene you place did, and then they make a menu, and you're like, I don't know what the fuck this shit is. I guess I'm just gonna get a burger and a martini, because it's like the only things that you can't really fuck up, because everything else is just like, eh. You know, like, I don't know. I just don't know where everyone's getting these ideas, and maybe I sound crabby, or I sound like...
No, I think, yeah, I think that was a How Long Gone. That was definitely a Jason take. But it's true.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't know. And then the places that do actually serve good food, and I know we always talk about Ramirez on here, but it's like, you walk past that place, you see the line, and you think, Jesus, like, it's... There's no fun experience anymore when it comes to eating food. Like, there just isn't. Yeah. Like even yesterday when I went up to Astoria, I didn't really get a chance to
Greek food.
Yeah, to like, yeah, check out any Greek food or anything. But like, we were just wanting to keep it close because we're on like a tight schedule, and you know, and we're like not picky. Like, I sound picky. I sound like it's really, I have issues with food in New York. I don't. Like, I'll walk into anywhere and eat whatever. There's just this weird like barbecue spot that was like a sports bar slash, like, it was a huge sports bar with like an outdoor patio that was like the size of, I don't know, almost like a fucking, like a football state, like a football field. And like, they had this huge LED screen, and like, and then it was kind of like, you get your tray and go, and you get your sides, you ask, like, it has a whole entire like food, what do you call, like, yeah, like a food line, soup kitchen line. What do you call that?
The soup,
like, kitchen. A cafeteria line. What do you call that?
Buffet?
No, it's not necessarily a buffet, but you have your tray, and then, like, yeah, you know, the people mean. Behind the glass, they say, oh, what would you like? It's like going to IKEA, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, you know, I got this brisket sandwich. I can't believe we're fucking, what, like 15 minutes in, we're still talking about food, but like, I got this fucking brisket sandwich. It was just fine. You know, it's just like,
yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, I think we just need to get some big boys out there. I think we need to get like some big and greedy Midwestern folks. Not Midwestern. Midwest has bad food. Southern folks. Bring them out.
Yeah.
Show people the ropes. Tell them this is what'll make the dopamine hit a little bit quicker, harder when you're, you know, I don't know. I'm sorry that I've been talking about food for like 15 minutes.
It could also just, okay, this is the last thing I'll say on it, because yeah, it's been too long. Maybe it could also be a factor that like food costs are just like naturally more expensive in New York. And then you get to this point where like maybe the demand is so high that inevitably like the food quality suffers a lot because the margins are so slim, and you have to like also remain, be able to like be cranking shit out for the sheer demand.
That's true. Yeah.
You ever think? Because like sometimes I think about some places I've worked at, and I'm like, yeah, I mean, they can't they got to do a lot to maintain like a high quality of food. And maybe that's just the downfall of New York.
I mean, rent is high.
Rent keeps climbing. Not mine though. Rent stabilized, baby.
Well, I bet for the leases, the commercial leases.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Depending on where you are, but. Yeah, I mean that's probably part of it too. But I guess this is all to say that I'm, you know, I think I'm looking for.
Wait, that reminds me. Daydreaming of a suburb.
Oh,
a suburban,
yeah.
Lifestyle. What does that look like for you?
Well, we were kind of texting about this for a minute because you texted me. You got down to Atlanta. You either checked into the Airbnb. You heard the cicadas chirping.
Yeah.
There's nothing but silence in the cicadas. A nice little white noise, if you will. And just you were I think you were fantasizing about another life. Am I wrong?
Yeah. I mean, I got out of the car, and like, I wasn't like in the suburbs of Atlanta. I was in, somebody recommended this neighborhood called Virginia Highland that was very, very, very nice. And yeah, you feel like you're in a big city still, but I pulled up to the Airbnb, I get out, and instantly, yeah, I'm like, the quiet is kind of nice. And I think I got to Atlanta around like 6:30, put my shit in the Airbnb, relaxed for a little bit, went out, like had a meal, walked around Piedmont Park or something like that for a bit, all before the sun set. And I was like, I feel like in New York, it's like you would have like gone out to like get something to eat, and the day's over.
Yeah.
Like the days aren't longer here, but for some reason they just feel longer. And definitely like the quiet, it's like I can like hear my thoughts. It's like I've had like no free time, but I've worked on music like a little bit, like way more than I've worked at on it in New York in the last like couple months.
Right.
And I feel like it's just because I can like kind of like hear my thoughts.
Yeah. And like I guess like the boredom comes.
I don't feel pressured.
Sure. And plus you probably feel bored when you do have downtime. I feel like in New York, it's kind of like you use your downtime to like recalibrate your brain. But I feel like outside the city, if you're on a trip, I mean, I found this, when I travel for work, like I feel the same way. It's like, oh, I have a few hours to kill, but like, I don't know what to do. So I guess I'll just do something productive and like work on, you know, work on the podcast or work on, I don't know, whatever else, or like clean up my email or like do some fucking back taxes. I don't know. Like, yeah,
you just, like, I can't just like walk out. Yeah. Yeah. Cause it's, that's another thing too. It's like, I've been like, there's been times where I'm like, all right, this city seems kind of compact. I'm gonna walk out. As I would in New York to kill time. But no, it's like, if I look something up, it's like a 2-minute drive and somehow it's a 40-minute walk. So I haven't walked anywhere. So I guess that also eliminates that, that time wasting habit of like, all right, you can pop out and literally do anything in New York. But anyway, all right, let's get into it. You got any wellness or skincare updates?
Oh, skincare updates. Yeah, the lovely people at this New York startup called Wear sent us a PR kit of 3 products that they're selling. I've had a chance to use them, right? And did you get that PR package? Because if you don't have any thoughts on it, like, I don't know, maybe we.
I got the PR package, but I still the other 2 Wear products are still like in the bag. The only thing I've been using is the sunscreen, which I just realized as I was looking it up earlier that it's a moisturizer and sunscreen. I've been putting on like my moisturizer and then the Wear on top of that.
Oh, really?
But so I've been using it wrong. But skin looks good, so it's not a big deal. Did you also get all the like Icelandic skincare?
Yeah, I saw that. It's like the green striped boxes.
Yeah.
The
Bio okay. Effect or something like that.
Yeah.
Have you tried any of that?
No, I haven't tried any of it.
I haven't. I've got the little Bio Effect, like it's an anti-aging serum. I don't really know what it does too well yet, but again, I've used it so sparingly, I can't really comment on it. But have you tried the Wear?
I've tried the Wear. I tried it once. They have 3 products. One's called Poor Boy.
Poor, like P-O-R-E, you know.
Yeah, it's called Poor Boy. It's the tagline is designed to ensure you absolutely don't look like one. And it's like this mattifying, it's kind of like, it's a mattifying stick that you kind of like, you apply it to your face like in all the major areas, because it really doesn't, like, you can't just take it. I'll show you right now.
Damn, I gotta use that on stage.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really have a chance to see if like it had like an effect. I was just kind of fucking around. Like, honestly, I don't think it, all right, yeah, all right, okay. It kind of dispenses like a glue stick. You know, makeup
or
wearers,
lipstick.
Yeah, makeup wearers will know. And yeah, you just like, you apply it like, I'm not doing it right. But and then you kind of rub it in with your hands, which honestly, I'm kind of annoyed at. Like, I wish it was just like a little bit more, less matte, because it feels like the whole entire purpose of the stick situation doesn't help. It feels like I'm just like grinding something on my face. Like, what the fuck is that right there? You see what I'm doing there? Right?
Yeah.
You see that?
So it doesn't like smoothly and effortlessly roll on.
Yeah, but no, it doesn't. You have to kind of just like, you know, give it. How do you describe it? How do fucking influencers describe this shit?
Give it a flick of the wrist.
Yeah, you gotta rub it in yourself, my guy. And I guess it's, you know, what it's supposed to do is it's supposed to reduce the appearance of your pores, but okay. What you're supposed to do is you're supposed to put that on first, and then you can put on the sunscreen, or you can put on their moisturizer, which is called the Screen Cream. I gotta say, I was a little put off by the naming of these products, you know.
Wait, say that again? What was the name of the moisturizer?
The moisturizer is called Screen Cream. Screen Cream, like on,
okay,
screen. Yeah, Screen Cream, okay. creaming on the screen. Like, that's
all right, huh?
Yeah,
processing that one.
Yeah, which I like the packaging for that one, and I'm kind of into it. It's
yeah,
it has a.
I do like the
yeah.
Have you? I like the packaging.
Of it all.
I mean, I've only of this.
Of this, what do you have in your hand?
It's the Sunny. The Sunny.
The Sunny Moore?
Sunny, yeah, spelled like Sunny Moore.
from first to last sunscreen. Yeah.
Exactly. Everything from the color to the consistency reminds me of, doesn't it remind you of like the Dr. Loretta sunscreen. Maybe this is a little darker.
It's a little darker.
But I mean, I like it for me because it's like, I mean, I can't remember what sunscreen I was using recently that it was for all skin tones, but it came out very white, and I feel like I was rubbing it into my skin for like 5 minutes until it finally felt like it, my skin had fully absorbed and it hadn't left a white cast. So I guess I put this on, I don't really even think about it because it blends in quickly.
Okay.
Anyway, so you haven't tried the other two products?
No, I've tried them.
Oh, you tried them. Okay. Yeah. So we talked. Oh, yeah, right. We talked about the poor boy.
Yeah.
Sorry, this memory. We talked about the poor boy.
Talked about the sunny. Talked about the screen cream. I'll keep using the screen cream. And
I will say they're expensive.
Yo,
I didn't realize how expensive they were until you pointed it out.
Yeah, they're very expensive. They're very. I don't know. Also, there's something that kind of rubs me the wrong way about that tagline. For the poor boy.
Yeah, that's so you don't look like a poor boy.
They need to get they need a copywriter, I think.
So people with
design to ensure you absolutely don't look like one.
So having pores
is
associated with a low income class.
Exactly, right.
And people say work classes.
A poor boy. But maybe they mean like poor. It's like, oh, poor boy. Like
yeah.
Like pobre.
Pobre. Could be that, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. But I haven't really been like digging into... I haven't really incorporated them like fully into the lineup. I need to kind of... Maybe I'll give this another shot. The poor boy.
Yeah. I'll give it a shot. You know, I'll try it on before a little photo shoot or something.
I think it's for like makeup adjacent people. Right,
probably. Yeah, I mean that's.
I think it would be kind of like
for
a.
For sure, like I don't think it's like an everyday thing.
No, I think it's like a. It would be a tall order to like ask somebody who's like new into skincare, because I guess it was developed by skincare enthusiasts, editors, people who are already in the beauty space as like consumers.
Yeah,
but it would be a tall ask for anyone. To like just get into skincare and use this brand, be like, hey, yo, here's this fucking $77 product.
I get what you're saying. Okay. I'm following the thread. If it wasn't so expensive, also, I feel like now that I've realized that the Sunny is a sunscreen and a moisturizer. You know, whenever men ask me for a rec, I'd give him sort of a lazy rec. I'd recommend this, but not since it's $65. Maybe if it was like $45, I'd be like, King, you got a sunscreen and a moisturizer all in one.
Yeah,
but that's all I got. That's all I have to say about wear.
Did you ever get the magic molecule that?
Yeah, I got it, but I left it on my way out. I forgot two things.
Yeah,
I forgot my second month's supply of Nutrafol. So now I'm going to have to fucking start the 6-month process over again when I get back. And then I left the magic molecule.
I haven't tried the magic molecule.
I still don't know. Is it a product or is it a supplement?
It's a product. It's one ingredient, really. It's hypochlorous acid, which is this.
But it's something you put on.
Yeah, it's something you put on. It's really good for it's a naturally derivative antibacterial disinfectant that's used like a lot of dermatologists will use it to prep the skin before they do like fucking any kind of like small invasive surgeries. But they found that the ingredient works really well for people who have a lot of like rosacea or
rosacea
or what did I say? Rosacea? Did I say rosacea?
He's been rowing in the gym too much.
Yeah, rosacea, eczema, like active acne, like just spraying that on will over the course of a few days will help kind of like reduce redness, like you know any kind of rash like areas it'll start clearing those places up. So I mean I might give it a shot. I might you know ask the honey to spray it on the back. Hopefully,
oh yeah,
I can get that back knee in check. I don't know, but so I haven't really tried it yet. But shout out to Hartman for sending it our way. I know there are a few other hypo. What is it called again? Hypo chlorous acid, hypochlorous acids on the market. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like, if you, have you ever noticed when you jumped into a, like if you've spent some time in a swimming pool and like the next day your skin kind of weirdly feels clearer, or like have you ever felt that, like had that experience? I've had that a few times where I'm like, oh wait, like I look better for whatever reason. Like I don't know.
I thought it was something having to do with like the chlorine.
Well, it is.
Out or something. Okay.
Yeah. That's basically what it is. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
What's up with you? What's going on skincare wise with you?
You know, no skincare updates, because I tried to, I really tried to bring a minimal dop kit, as I'll be moving around a lot. But it didn't all fit in one. I have two dop kits on me. I really took out so much stuff too, but then I just, I'm like, well, maybe I'll need this. But it's kind of just all my stuff that I'm running low on, just trying to use it up all up on this trip. But like I said, just been using the Wear. Really simple routine, just the Sophie Pavitt cleanser, the Dr. Loretta Intense Replenishing Serum, some moisturizer that I've been using for a while. What's that fucking Stratia moisturizer in this Wear thing? Trying to keep it simple, but I've been taking a lot of supplements, and the supplement stack is just... I'm taking these because on my way out of my apartment, I just grabbed everything I had in there. So it's not really like a well-researched mix of supplements. So if these are bad to combine, chime in, let me know. But I'm just taking, iron, magnesium, vitamin D every day, turmeric and valerian root. And then this is one that I thought out. You know, I've been spending 5 to 9 hours a day in a car looking at the man in the rear view mirror a lot, and just noticing all my gray hairs, which I know I have, but I feel like every day it just seems like more and more. And I'm not trying to, obviously I know I can't stop it. I'm not trying to hide it. I'm not trying to get rid of it. Some honeys will say it's a good look, but I could do with slowing it down. So I did some research. And I was like, well, maybe I'm deficient in vitamin B6 and folic acid, as well as vitamin B12. So I hopped onto the local Trader Joe's in Atlanta, stocked up on those, and I've been taking those religiously every day.
Yeah.
So I'm going to see if it makes any sort of difference, especially here in the temple area.
Oh, yeah.
I was going all white. It was faces getting browner, hairs getting whiter. But so we'll see. But that reminds me, one new product I have been using, swiped this on our way out of the Jolie house. No, just kidding. It came in the Jolie totes, which I just accidentally packed it. It's the Athena Club Grapefruit Spritz All Day Deodorant. It's a natural deodorant, which I usually hate because A, it doesn't work, and B, it always has a weird smell to it. And then when you mix that smell with your body odor, it's just not a good mix. But right. I decided to give this a try, and I've been using it in the South, where it's been like 100 degrees or more every single day. And at the end of the day, I take a little whiff. It works. It doesn't even have like a scent to it. Like it's very I know it says grapefruit spritz, but it's very scentless. So
what were you using before?
I was using a Old Spice. I don't even know. It's just like fresh scent. It wasn't. It had aluminum, I'm pretty sure.
You're using Old Spice. Yeah,
I was using Old Spice. Right. That's Old Spice. Like the red bot. The red.
Sure.
Like
with the blue. Yeah. Like with the blue gel deodorant. Yeah. It's not necessarily a gel, but like yeah. Damn.
It is. Yeah. It was gel. It wasn't like the white deodorant. It was like the see through. Yeah. That's what I was using. But that's all I got. So all the skincare. Oh, I mean,
you got the facial.
Damn, what? I'm like, yeah. Well, I'm gonna have to edit this down because this is
it's long, right?
A load of shit. 40 minutes. Yeah, I had a facial. I had a facial with a lovely complimentary facial. Liana mentioned Raquel on our episode with her, and shout out to Raquel that reached out and offered us both. complimentary facials, which you gotta book, King. You gotta get in there because it's a nice facial. But Raquel found Small World, found out. She mentioned her husband, and then when I like posted about the facial, her husband liked my post, and I was like, oh wait, that's her husband. It's a guy that I've been playing soccer like at least three, four times a week every morning.
Oh, really?
The past three years. Yeah, this guy John Culver that's in like that morning pickup soccer group that I'm a part of, the one that also the Succession creator was a part of.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
All roads lead back to that soccer group. Anyway, so yeah, I head on over to 86 Walker Street, which is literally right across the street from practice. I didn't even realize, on the border of Chinatown and Tribeca. You buzz up, you get into this decrepit old elevator that looks like it's 100 years old. You start going up, and the more you go up, the creakier it gets. It feels like this thing's going to break down. But then it finally opens, and it opens up into a beautiful, airy, giant, minimally designed studio. And, you know, you do the... This is one thing that I noticed. I lay down, you know, I undressed. I put on a little soft skirt, got under the sheets, and it felt like I was laying in like a $1,000 Casper bed. It felt way more comfortable than most beds that you lay on. You know, I'd love to get sloppy top.
What?
I'm just kidding. Just thinking about that cuck bed.
What?
No, let me take that back.
No, don't take it. You can't take it back.
But okay, so you she's working with a lot of gadgets, a lot of electronics.
Inspector Gadget.
looks like a fucking like a synth in there. But
yeah.
Let me pull up mine. So you start with which I remember Liana mentioned it on the podcast. A huge thing is that. I don't want to be wrong, but do you remember if she mentioned that Raquel used to be at Face Gym, or is that somebody else that I'm confusing her with?
I think she just said she goes to Face Gym now.
Okay. Well, for sake of, yeah. So Raquel's very, a trained professional in this may also be wrong, but I just want to say lymphatic drainage. But so you start the facial off with a cleansing and sculpting massage. You know, the cleanse ends and the massage continues over your face. And it's a lot of like, what would you call this? It feels, you know, when people punch that like small punching bag.
Yeah.
Like they get it spinning.
Right.
That's what I feel like she was doing to my face. But yeah, I really felt like it was like, you know, sculpting the face.
Yeah.
Really like getting rid of like puffiness that I had stored in my face. And then she follows it up with, uses a lot of Environ as well. She follows it up with a 10% lactic acid exfoliant for me. She was going to do like a more intense, like a full peel, but I told her that I was probably going to be in the sun a lot the next couple of days. And thank God I went that route because I have been in the sun quite a lot. But then after that, classic extractions, very gentle extractions, followed up by ultrasound and then a microcurrent tool, which, have you used a microcurrent tool before?
Yeah, during facials. Yeah,
during what facial do they do that? It's the, like the one that's like it's the one that it's kind of like shocks your face, like,
yeah, it's like a little, it looks like a crack pipe, right?
No, it's like no,
wait, what's, you know, okay, what I'm
what
talking
you, what
about
do you think it is?
I thought it's like, which one you're it's like the tool they use during facials where it looks like Hunter Biden's crack pipe. And like, it's like it has a ball at the end of it. It's kind of like it's spherical. And then when they kind of rub your face with it, it feels like static electricity, like killing all the, all the, I guess you'd call it like, I probably bacteria, any lingering.
It's not the one, because there's
impurities.
Something that they use like
let me look
after,
this up.
Because there's something they use after extractions that's supposed to like kill off like the remaining bacteria.
Yeah.
But this is not that.
It's not that.
It's
okay.
Not that. It's something they used after that, but it's supposed to just like kind of like reteach your muscles to like hold their shape. The point is that the electricity is like really like, I don't want to say shaping your face, but yeah, it's, you know, it's getting a little more taut. But they do it along these like certain areas and you feel like you fucking feel like you're getting electrocuted. She did that, followed by more ultrasound, and then LED oxygen, which I think is similar to what Sophie Pavitt did. Like, it was like spraying like this really cold like air on my face. And then the most interesting, well, not the most interesting part, but she didn't use this, but she told me about, she did use this this toner and eye cream at the end by a brand called Auteur, like A-U-T-E-U-R.
Okay.
And the eye cream that she used, I think, cost like $450.
Oh my God.
She explains like all why it's so crazy and like the ingredients and everything that goes into it. And it all sounded really interesting, but I didn't understand a thing she was saying. Maybe I'll do a deep dive later. But then she was also telling me about this serum that they have. It's a $1,200 serum, which is probably the most expensive serum I've come to know about. But yeah, I mean, the eye cream was great. She said, I don't know if she was buttering me up. If I had eye wrinkles, you would immediately notice them like kind of wash away. But yeah, that was it. And then you fucking they got some nice tea for you on the way out, which usually, you know, I see this or like that sort of thing, I'm like, I'm not interested, or you know, the tea's kind of bad. But I sipped the tea and it was some of the best tea I've ever had.
You sipped the tea.
We said our goodbyes and that was it. And I immediately posted on IG looking snatched and glowing in the face. Unfortunately, before I looked up the pricing of the facials. So for all our
poor boys,
rich listeners out there.
Yeah.
Y'all need to take a trip to see Raquel. And yeah, that's it. That's all the skincare updates I got.
Wow. Well, I need to go in and book that stat. I think I'm just like, I've been really off my game lately, like to the point where if I were to walk into a facialist as an ambassador of this podcast and project, I would feel deep, deep guilt and shame. I think just in general, I need a facial before the facial, I think.
I feel you.
But I think I'm just kind of going through something right now. And so, you know, listener, if you're hearing me kind of slack a little bit, it's spiritual. It's not, it's the, yeah. Anyway,
we got to get you feeling right.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, man. I don't know, man.
You still going to therapy?
He's on vacation right now. He's on vacation. How dare he take it?
Damn.
Take a week off. I mean, I might need to, hopefully he doesn't listen to this, but you know, money.
Maybe like, you need a vacation.
I do need a vacation. Well, I was forced into like a 2 week vacation, but I was like stressed the whole entire time because I was like, how do I make that money?
You need to like go somewhere. You need to go somewhere.
Yeah, I need to get out of this fucking city. But I just need to go get a facial, I think. Maybe that'll help me. I need to go get a massage, you know? Like a massage, yeah, I think, or
get a, like a, Raquel gives you a massage. Oh, she hits the shoulders too.
All right, I'm gonna book it right after this. I'm gonna go in and say, hey, Raquel, fix me. I'm ready. I'm ready to sit my ass down, lay my ass down in the Tempur-Pedic. all right, so let's get into some segments.
All right,
let's do one. I guess, yeah, we don't really have time to talk about. I mean, not a lot's been going on. I mean, we can
in the world of skincare,
just the like wellness. Yeah. I feel like everyone's starting to catch up to all these, like these trad wellness influencers. Like everyone's kind of like they're starting to question their beliefs. You know, they're starting to question, I guess, just like, I don't know. There's not really a lot going on right now that we have.
Yeah.
We can talk about.
Feel like we're like in a transitional phase for sure.
Yeah, I mean the tri-generational blood swap guys.
I mean, he's still going.
He's fucking getting into penis rejuvenation. Shocking his dick back to youth.
Uh huh.
I don't understand his whole entire thing. Like, I mean, I know we've talked about him before, but he looks bad. Like, I'll just say
he
it.
Looks, yeah. Once I found out his age, I was like, wait, he looks bad for his age.
He looks like he's like 60.
Just doesn't look well. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think also it's like by dyeing his hair, like whatever, mm-hmm. whatever. Yeah. If anyone knows, like, can picture his face right now, like, I think about his, like, kind of like fried hair. And mm-hmm. I feel bad talking about him this way, but he's a billionaire. He's fine. Like, he looks like he's doing something bad to his body. Like, I think he mm-hmm. probably knows that deep down. Like, I feel like it's just not natural. Like,
yeah, he's using himself as a human guinea pig.
Yeah, it's,
and it shows.
It's showing. I mean, I don't know. God bless him, but yeah. So I don't know. Somebody shared in the Discord that
the Discord.
You forgot about the Discord.
I'm locked.
Oh, you're locked out.
I gotta make a. All right, that. Okay, wait, no, keep going. I'm just gonna write this in my notes. I have a Dewey root for the fucking Google Authenticator app.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
No, nothing. Someone just shared an infographic. This guy, Brian Johnson, the tri generational blood swap guy, mm-hmm. About penis rejuvenation. And I mean, I don't know. I guess if that's something you think you need to do, fellas, I guess it's like $1,000 for like 6 sessions. So
yeah,
go get your dick shocked.
Not a bad price.
It's not a bad price.
I have no interest in doing that.
But I mean, like, to make it look younger, like to make it
perform. I think his whole thing is he wants to have, I'm gonna say this quietly in the Airbnb, you know, harder, longer erections. But my thing is,
yeah,
for what? Because is he even? It's not like he's trying to, you know, he's up in the body count. I think he's just like,
sure. And it's also, it just seems like, all right, a pill already solves that problem. Like, I don't know why you would have to like do something a little bit more like tedious to get that result. Like, yo, like, yeah, if I were a 50 year old guy with a limp dick, like, and I was able to just fucking pop a pill and suddenly I'm 16 again. Like that's already happened. That already works. That's already a thing. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. You don't need to worry about like de-aging your dick.
Yeah, for sure.
But,
all right, what segments?
All right, let's do some dudes of the week.
Yeah, my okay. Well, I mean, okay. First one's a boring one. I just dude of the week again, Drake. I just can't. Now I love seeing what he does next. Did you see? I saw some video about him doing a show and going on about. Kind of sounds like he's like doing this whole monologue about how he's given up on love.
No, I didn't see the video. Why is he giving up on love?
I don't know. I don't even. I got. I was trying to find it this morning. I couldn't find it. I just like it came across my Twitter feed. Yeah. But
I mean, if I were 36 and single, I might give up on love too.
That's
if I were a man. Let me say that.
No. No, I've been thinking about that a lot. But that's another. It's a whole other story. But okay, so that's one. And then the second one is this, all right, so every time I start dozing off in the fucking in the rental car, after pulling over,
yeah,
I put this song on repeat. That's really ridiculous. I'll have to insert a clip, but it's by this group called Null's Way. So they're my dude of the week. Specifically, it's a song called "Jesus in Berlin," and it sounds exactly how you think it would sound by the title. I literally will listen to that. I don't even like it, but I'll listen to it on repeat for like an hour to keep me awake. So shout out to Null's Way for making that banger.
Is it a single guy? Is it like one artist or like, or is it a band?
I think it's I actually kind of like their, I looked them up on Spotify. Yeah. It's a band. It's like, I mean, they're German and it's a honey and a guy. And, hold on. They have 136 monthly listeners on Spotify. All their other songs have less than 10,000 plays, except for Jesus in Berlin that has 7 million plays.
Oh my God.
Their bio. Yeah. It's Chris and Bertha, but, yeah, so it's a group. Those are my dudes of the week. What about you?
Yo, have you heard, I guess I'm kind of late on this. And this guy has been around for a long time. And, I think maybe a few months back, I guess Americans kind of caught on to this mascot, because of this like meme trend that was happening at concerts a few years ago. Do you know who this is? Have you heard of Dr. Simi?
No, dude, I gotta look this up. Dr. Simi?
Dr. Simi. So
it's a mascot?
It's a mascot.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
S-I-M-I. Dr. Simi.
Yeah.
He's like, he's the mascot for these like pharmacies. Yeah, these pharmacies.
Yeah, he's like the Mexican pharmacies. I didn't know it was all Dr. Simi.
Yeah. So yeah, I guess with fans will like throw Dr. Simi plushies at artists in Mexico during their concerts. And
damn,
it's like a trend. But more importantly, there are these videos of, because I guess the whole entire like the reason why this mascot's so beloved is because usually they have a guy like dressed up in mm-hmm. in his costume outside these stores, and they just dance all day. And I've been finding myself watching a lot of these videos because I guess there's this other mascot. I forgot the name of it. It's like a cow. Maybe our Mexican listeners will know, but like they always do these like dance offs. And
wait, fuck! I gotta. What is that cow's name?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's like La Vaca Manchas.
That's it. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been enjoying those lately. Yeah.
There are Dr. Simi billboards all over CDMX, but I'm watching a TikTok video right now of Harry Styles getting the Dr. Simi.
Harry Styles.
The Swifties better be locked and loaded.
Man, I was thinking about Harry Styles the other day. I've been thinking about him a lot actually. And I know we mentioned him on the last podcast, but you mentioned Nutrafol and you said that, oh man, like you're gonna have to get back on it. You know, yeah. I think, look.
You think he's on it?
No. I've just been looking at his hairline a lot lately. And yeah. I think I'm coming to terms with the fact that my hairline.
Looks like that? It does look like that.
Dude, it's going, man. It is like, I've been kind of like obsessing over it lately in a way that's probably not healthy. It hasn't reached the point where I'm Googling like flights to Turkey, but.
Dude, you got to get down to Mexico. I'm telling you, you got to get down to Mexico. I got to get down there.
No, but I mean like, all right, I don't like what it communicates. I'm torn. I'm torn with what our message is on this podcast sometimes. I am torn by the idea of like, oh yeah, everybody, yeah, if you want, fellas, if you need to go get that fucking hairline fixed, more power to you.
Yeah.
Sure. Go and do that. But also, I don't like what it also communicates. It's like, oh, my insecurity.
Yeah.
With my hairline. Like I don't like, like I isn't there more swag? Isn't there more swag with just letting it just fucking go, just being like, fuck y'all, like I'm just letting this I'm rocking my male pattern baldness.
Yeah, like Liana said, just shave it all off.
I don't want to shave it all off though. Like,
no, it's not time
yet. It's not time yet. And so I've been really like, I've been kind of, it's kind of funny. I've been almost like toying with, not like a meme in my head, but like you start Googling guys like from the 90s who started to have that kind of like, that recession, that kind of like Jude Law look, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. But it's like, yeah. It's like, buddy, you don't look like Jude Law. Like there's no way, like, whatever you have to keep telling yourself, you know, to think like, oh, I look like Jude Law with this hairline, or I look like fucking what's that guy's name, Justin Thoreau?
Oh yeah,
yeah, like that's you know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah, okay.
His hairline,
Trudeau Thoreau.
No, Thoreau.
Justin Thoreau, yeah. Oh shit,
that's okay.
It doesn't matter. We got it.
It doesn't matter, but yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so like Harry Styles, he's someone everyone is always kind of giving him shit. They're like, buddy, like go get yourself some plus. It's like which I feel is kind of mean too, because it's like his hairline's not even that bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
like,
I don't know.
I think it's more about like when you have a bad hairline and your hair is also like very visibly like. Just like fried, like unhealthy, and you're like trying to keep it. That's where it looks bad. But like his hair, like the hair he has, still looks like, you know, it's thick, it's luscious. So it's like,
yeah.
I'm not even paying that much attention to the hairline.
No, exactly. I don't know. I think everyone just has this expectation now that, like, if you're a famous person, like, yeah, like, fix that shit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Which I guess many are driven to go and do that, but mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, it's kind of a lost thing being bald. Anyway, dudes of the week. So yeah, that was one of them. I kind of wanted to shout out the Republican front runner, Donald Trump, for. I wanted to shout him out because he visibly looks like he's on Ozempic now, and
oh shit, I haven't seen.
I think that is a bad move. I think it's gonna hurt him in the long run. Not that I support him. I do not. He looks like he's lost the juice with it. You know, like it's not good to be. I think like it looks like he's losing like. Yeah, I he's just not the same. He's not the same if he's skinny. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you know.
No, we don't want to see that.
Other dudes of the week. I guess no. I'm not even gonna mention those. I was gonna say.
Oh shit! Yeah, he looks thin.
He looks really thin. Like he and Ron DeSantis. I just don't think that goes well with their base. I just don't think, like,
yeah.
Seeing them want to lose weight isn't empowering. I feel like where they are at their age, they should just only be getting bigger, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But other dudes of the week. Jack Antonoff finally got hitched.
Right, right.
Did you see that? Did you see what was going on in Jersey? All the Swifties who came out because they saw that T Swift was there at his
yeah,
wedding.
I saw a funny CB like some like Swifties at the wedding, and it's a photo of the
January 6th
of the Capitol.
Yeah. Yeah, someone tagged us in I think it was like in some meme about like some Lana Del Rey stands identifying her skin type and like in very very in a very detailed manner. What are you watching?
I don't know. I had a Daily Mail article of the Trump Ozempic they pulled up.
And oh, okay.
Started playing. Yeah. Okay. Wait. About her skin type.
Yeah, you didn't see that? Someone tagged us in like some screenshot of some tweet interaction about like these Lana Del Rey stans trying to identify what skin type she has. And it's just that combined with the Swifties thing, you know, like as we get into like the Dewey do's and don'ts, yeah, you know, I think everyone needs to chill. I think you should, there shouldn't be fans anymore. Like, I think you shouldn't be worshiping
unless you're coming out to my shows.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, you can be like enthusiastic, but I think the star worship, it's got to go.
Yeah, no, I feel you. Well, I feel like there's also only like a select amount of whatever artists in the world that kind of like have that sort of fan base.
That's true.
You think like it?
Yeah. Well, I just feel like, all right, maybe it's been around forever. I mean, or at least since like the last 50 years, like just like even longer. But like I don't think it's weird being able to see people express their worship online. It's just
online, right? Yeah, which I guess, yeah, that's what's new about it.
Yeah. Should we do a Dewey Rude?
Dewey Rude, yeah. I got a quick Dewey Rude.
All right, go for it.
For the fucking Google Authenticator app, because when I got a new phone, I didn't switch over all my codes from that, so you're just forever. I'm locked out of Discord forever. I mean, I got to make a new account. But I'm locked out of my Coinbase accounts, which
oh fuck
could be an issue with the IRS in the future. But in that I can't just make like a new account under my same name. So I don't know what to do about that. But yeah, I just gotta make a new Discord account and join again. I mean, maybe it was advertised and I just wasn't reading well enough, but I feel like they should, Google Authenticator app should really warn you that if you get a new phone, you have to manually transfer over the codes or else you're going to be locked out of those accounts forever. And there's a couple other things I'm locked out of that require that like authentication. So yeah, that's my beef. Yeah. I wish I could delete my old Discord account, but I'm going to make a new one. Kind of bummed about losing that username Dank and Josh, but Guess I gotta lay it to rest.
Yeah, maybe.
What do you got?
A quick Dewey Root as well. I saw some hate on Paul Mescal's mullet and online, and I gotta stand up for him, because I think when you roast that specific type of mullet, you're really actually just engaging in anti-Irish bigotry. If you know anything about mullets, especially, you know, dating back to the 80s, you know, there were a lot of Irishmen, a lot of Irish fishermen that would rock that hairdo, who weren't engaging in punk, they weren't engaging in anything cultural, they were just vibing. And if you know anything about rugby, that hairstyle,
your Irish is coming out when you say those.
What?
rugby. I said you're right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think it's look, I don't think it looks that bad. I think that type of mullet. Oh yeah, another Irish icon with that haircut who turned out to be like, I mean, it's not surprising. He was like, I think he performed at the Trump inauguration. Many you know, some Irish dance heads will know this Kid one, Rock? But Michael Flatley during the Eurovision performance of Riverdance, he also had that type of mullet. And you know, back in 2008, this isn't Irish related, but it was known that there was a base. If you went to a hardcore show, if you went to a metal show, it's like the bass player would have that haircut. And
okay,
I just don't think it's that bad. I think it's annoying that it's catching on. A lot of people, I mean, Jake Paul has it right now, but
I think
you know, every once in a while you need in the hair department, we need to shake it up. At least I'll say this it's refreshing to see something that isn't like the TikTok teen fucking hairdo, whatever that is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't even know what it's called. Yeah, for sure. No, I agree with you. I texted you about this. The only thing I said is that it was bad timing for my guy. Well, I don't know if he's my guy. I feel like it has become popularized a lot lately because of Peso Pluma, the Peso Pluma cut, which I think obviously you look at the guy and I'm like, looks like a white's akin.
Oh.
Check where he's born. Yeah, he's born in the north. And then I find that he's of Lebanese descent. And then a lot of things start making sense with his rapid ascent to fame. Just kidding. But
wait, what?
it's like that same cut that I feel like I don't know. It is becoming trendy, but whatever. I would have thought nothing about it. But cool.
I think, all right, yeah.
So that's your Dewey.
Yeah, that's my Dewey Rude.
There are your Dewey Rude. Any Dewey do's and don'ts?
Well, yeah, maybe this is more Dewey Rude related. Yeah, I got some Dewey do's and don'ts. Okay, yeah, this is kind of Dewey Rude related. If you're going, shower before going to the movies. I suffered through two hours and 30 minutes of this guy in front of me who just reeked of BO. Like it was insufferable. But start contributing to that Roth now, Gen Zers.
Yeah.
You need $3 to $5 million. Let's go.
Start thinking about your futures. Yeah.
This is a tip that I got from reading something about Austin Butler. You know, hey, if you got time, watch a movie in the morning. It's a great way to start your day and kind of leave you with some, and you know, it's a way of, fuck, what am I saying here? I don't know.
I gotta turn off my like New York productivity brain. Like I feel like I haven't been on tour long enough to truly be removed from that, because I've been thinking about, I mean, the only time I have is like in the mornings and afternoon. So I've been wanting to watch a movie, but I'd feel weird just like sitting in the Airbnb watching a movie when I could be like being productive or like maybe doing something in the city. But Yeah, that's a good. I want to try to do that, because I know if I watch a good movie, then it'll inspire me.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do we use an LED wipe to clean your phone screen every once in a while? You'll feel better. I have been reapplying sunscreen, especially if you're driving long distances. Apply loads of sunscreen, because that vitamin D is battering you in there. It's hitting you like a train. I got the worst. I don't know if you can really. Yeah, I can't really see. I got a really bad farmer's tan. Really bad farmer's tan. And so now lately, I'm rolling up the sleeves. Thought about driving shirtless, but I was like, that's look a little crazy. So I got that. Lean into corniness sometimes, you know. I tweeted this earlier. At the Atlanta show was where it really took a turn. Great turnout. I had some fans there as well, but it was like the first show where that thing happens where the opener starts and everyone's way in the back. You know, it's like a packed room, but they're all pushed like sardines to the back. And there is no way in hell I'm doing that thing artists do where they're like, move on up to the front. I don't bite. So I just started. I said, whatever, fuck it. Doing my best Chainsmokers impression. I was doing shit with my hands, playing my tracks. And I was like, whatever. I at the end of the day, you know, people want to see you have a good time. And I'm just going to lean into that more as these shows progress.
Yeah, you gotta perform. That's what they're there for.
And yeah, put on. Yeah, I was talking to a friend of the pod, Big Dumb Baby, Ashley, and talking about going into the first show about how I like really had no idea what I was gonna do with my set, and she was like, "Time to put your performer hat on." And I feel like that's, I'm getting paid to perform. I'm not getting paid to be a musician on this tour. Another quick so I cleaned up my close friends list. Honestly, I think I don't remember who it was. Like, I read a Perfectly Imperfect interview recently because it was, as somebody I like was on it. Can't remember who it was, but they mentioned something about blocking your crush from your story. And I got a few, you know, European online crushes that I blocked from my story, so they don't see the corny shit I'm posting. And then all my close friends, I think I knocked it down from like 204 to like 120 something. So yeah, you know, being a little more mysterious as much as I can online, because I have noticed too, like there's a crossover now between like to very hardcore Dewey Dudes fans that will come to my shows as well. And they know a little bit too much about my life. And that's my fault for, you know, fucking blabbering on this podcast and on my IG on my IG page sometimes. So I'm reeling it back a bit. But also shout out to them and thanks for coming out to the shows.
We'll have to talk about that off pod.
Oh shit. Yeah. Okay. Wait, why?
Well, I just want to know more about it.
Okay, yeah. Anything else? All right.